The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan hosts SMU on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
Take those now.
Your first question comes from Leo Haggerty with ITS Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Coach, after your first two games, what's the biggest concern you still have about your football team?
Well, in all areas, we're striving for improvement, special teams, offense, and defense. Mostly focused on that. Thought we made some good strides this past week, and want to continue that momentum.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Nick Bumgarner with Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Jim, I know over the years we've talked to you about first-time quarterbacks in a system, you know, whether it be whoever it may be, and how important that time on task is, you know, for those guys to understand and grasp what you're trying to do. Through 2 weeks, I know he was here in spring, but through 2 weeks, you know, it seems Shea's advanced. How advanced would you say? Is he surprising you maybe a little bit and how much he's kind of picked this up?
He's doing really well, and just getting the time on task has been good. Always felt a quarterback would be, you know, better 6 months than he would in when he starts, and be better after a year, be better after 2 years. So in a particular system, in anybody's system, but yeah, definitely spring ball I think was a really good thing for Shea as a transfer player.
Thanks, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your next question comes from Adam Biggers with GreatLakesDivide.com.
Hey, Jim. Good afternoon. You mentioned that it was 74 players against Western Michigan. I don't know what your season tally is, if you could tell me that. And then also just particularly watching Ronnie Bell. I know he got on the field as a wide receiver against Notre Dame, some special teams against Western. What is the plan with Ronnie Bell? Is it kind of slow and see what he can do, or are there immediate plans to kind of work him into the offense as well?
As you've seen, Adam, we've put him into the offense and are playing Ronnie. He's growing, and he's got you know, some skills that can really help our team. So we've chosen to play him.
If I could follow up, what guys were talking about his leaping ability, his athleticism. You know, he was signed to play college basketball before he committed to you guys. What do you like best about Ronnie, and what have you seen him develop most, even since just fall camp, just being able to get into a couple games, get some experience? What have you seen most out of him?
You know, all the things you talk about. You know, he's got a real good ability to track the ball. He can create space. He gets separation. Catches the ball well, and you know, every one of those things you want to see continued in development. But I mean, we're really, really glad we have Ronnie on our team, and you know, one of those unique freshmen. It's not rare, but it's unique when they're able to come in and contribute right away.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from a line of Noah Trister with Associated Press.
Yeah, hi, Jim. My question is about, just in general, about scheduling. When you're putting together your non-conference schedule, how do you sort of weigh the desire to have big games against challenging opponents with, I guess, the risk of taking an early loss and the plus possible playoff implications of that, I guess.
Well, I mean, understanding that you know, these schedules are made, you know, well in advance, so that's really haven't you know, done a lot of that since I've been here. You know, some, but that, yeah. So. In general, you asking me, or
yeah, I mean, the last 2 years, the Big Ten champ has gotten left out of the playoff after taking a non-conference loss early. So I'm wondering if that's in any way in your mind as you sort of set up future schedules, or you know, the risk reward of playing tough games early.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have had our share of tough games early, and but. You know, I really, you know, we play the schedule as a, you know, we just have a mindset of the schedule is the schedule, and we go out and play them. And our athletic director does the scheduling. I'd be interested. Now you got me curious to read your research and, you know, your viewpoint as you research it. So yeah, I've been not doing the research on that, but I'll be interested to read yours.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
In order to ask an audio question, please press star, then number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.